As an exercise, I was doing lots of color poems. I'd start with a color and see what happened. I did a lot of them. This is the only one that survived. It's called Yellow. If I may compare great things with small, a lemon is a funny canary. Like a Eucharist wafer, a shallow gold dish called patina carries the sun. A Dutch guilder, a soft pile of arsenic. In the cool, humid lands to the north, the soil is leached of its bases in increase of acid, bile, gall, yellow-green melancholy. From the Danube in the west, the melancholy, the black cloaks, melanoma, the black growth, cut with a knife as thin as a postage stamp and tapped into a clean glass dish colored like a spark. The androphagy lived further north, beyond where lay uninhabited desert. The winter sun and ash-covered gleed in the gloaming a few notches off the horizon, the falling excrement of wild honeybees, contaminated by a fungal toxin, yellow dog, yellow sheet felon, felonious old world daisy. In yellow rain, the ember glowing with breath shall glint, Tani Krishna, Tani Krishna, my gleg exception at your gleefully jaundiced gloat, young as you are, avatar, will blaze on the hide of the first cow in the sky, less world of ice, probably yellow metals, bright materials, made piled up. On the blown bough of the tree man was made from, a yellow hammer, yellow shafted flicker, glistens less bird and more flame. Coal made yellow through age and use. The gold dish grace is brought forward on. Gilt favor, as genuine as the yellow jacket irises of a half-manx, gray-striped house tiger. Her glib smile half-slid off the sill. As honest as gold. As purchasable as what may be bought with gold. Mercenary, turntail, cad. An antibiotic administered against ringworm of the heart. The courage, blue-gray, mottled, dappled in the dusk's yellow glass. Gloss. Image made on light-sensitive, silver-coated metallic plates. Impervious reportage, yellowing, tinctorially heroic and hallowed.